episode 2954, Let Him Go.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary weekend. Yes, it's Friday. That means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Are you ready to let it all hang out? Take a deep breath. Because I am too. But guess what? I bet you heard me say, let it go, let it go. Okay, we won't sing that, but we gotta let them go. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Whew, that's a lot, isn't it? This episode, by the way, is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Who, you know what? When you are on a mission in life, it takes a lot. One of those missions that we're on is we have partnered with Pray.com. If you have not heard, we have a TV show now. It airs every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 8:30 a.m. Pacific every Tuesday. And believe it or not, we're going to have video on demand. So if you miss the episode on Tuesday, you'll be able to go and watch it. Hopefully, cross your fingers with me, it'll be up and running by the end of this week into beginning of next week. So yes, I am so excited. Join us over there at pray.com. All right, let's get into our confession time because, you know, some of these things that are out there right now, we've got social media stuff. I mean, let's say TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. There's so many things happening. There are scams everywhere. Our children, as a whole, are not safe in comparison to when I was growing up. So I want to make sure we understand the confines of where I'm taking this from, okay, how I see it. And it's one of those things, however, that I don't want us to use that as an excuse. We can't use our society, the way the world runs, as an excuse to how we raise our children. So let me ask you this. Are you a parent who pushes your agenda? Or are you willing to let your child explore theirs? As your children expand their horizons, one of the greatest gifts you can give is to let them go. Now, there's a time and a place for everything. I get that. And depending upon the stage and age of your children, this may not make sense to you, right? If you have two-year-olds running around, oh, wouldn't that be great to have two-year-olds running around? That means you have twins or triplets or, well, okay, we'll stop there. But seriously, if we had a lot of those running around, this conversation isn't exactly for you. However, it is something that we need to start talking about early on because as we parent, we create our own habits. And in all honesty, I don't think majority of us parents are sitting back going, how do I want to parent my children? We may talk generalities of how would you discipline? Do you want to spank your child? Do you not? You're going to use a timeout chair? Are you just going to let them do whatever they want to and then they just do whatever they want to? I mean, those conversations maybe you have, but very rarely do we sit down and say, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to lead my child. Now, I do know some parents are doing that, but that's the far and few between. I want to grow that conversation. Hence why I want to talk about let them go. As I've seen in my own children, having five, I've seen a lot of them. And in that, I've watched him grow and explore what the world has to offer. And I've learned that the reins I keep must be taut at times and loose at other times. It has to change. However, it seems that parenting has gone to the extreme. We keep everything the same regardless of the stage or age of the child, hence our habits. We think we have habits when it comes to brushing our teeth, whether we exercise or not, what kind of foods we eat, what we drink, etc., right? How we drive and the way we sit in our car. I know you're like, what? We don't have habits like that. Uh-huh. You go sit in your car. You look at your position. The next time you get in your car, it's going to be the same one. And if you have weather, inclement weather, that plays a part in it too. You have a different habit for that. Seriously, we live our lives as habitual creatures. And our actions that have become habits is actually what leads our life. We as parents cannot let that happen. Because children are always changing. They're always growing. They're always learning. That means we as parents, we've got to be on the cutting edge of everything all the time, regardless of their stage and age. So my take on all of this is to let them go so they can grow. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let them go. When we let our children go, it doesn't mean, though, we stop loving and supporting them. That doesn't mean that we give them full rein. We're not just opening up the door and saying, good luck. Go out there from preschool on. You know, I hope you make it home okay. That's not what we're saying. I mean, sometimes maybe you wish you could say that because you wouldn't have a child come back. I mean, seriously, or if they came back, it would be with other people bringing them back, right? And then you go off behind bars. We'll have to leave that for another episode. But in all seriousness, we have got to allow our children some safe parameters to explore what they want to as they navigate their own waters, right? We've got to give them those opportunities to make their own choices, to learn from their own mistakes. If a child never fell down when they were learning to walk, what do you think would happen all of a sudden if they were trying to run and they run into something and they end up falling down because they didn't learn the hard way of life of when you fall, it hurts, but sometimes you got to stop so you don't fall, so you don't get hurt, right? The consequences that follow our actions. We as parents, usually we learn them way too late. Why do you think all of our children need therapy? They all need a counselor. In actuality, I think all of us do. We need someone else to look into our lives that gives us a safe place. Well, we can do that for our children, honestly. We can give them that safe place to grow, yet also give them a fence, so to speak, parameters, some boundaries to say, you can do any of this within this confine based on their stage and age in life. Because you can't do this with a 2-year-old of what you'll do with a 20-year-old. It's totally different, right? And remember, as a parent, you get to guide them. You get to offer them advice and provide a safety net. But ultimately, depending upon their stage and age again, the decisions they make are theirs to own. And a lot of times we're just coming to the rescue of our kiddos. Yes, we need to pick them up and love them. We need to kiss their boo-boos. You know, it's so adorable. My little grandson, he's 2. Gamma, I got hoot, 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 he says. He's like, kiss, kiss. And so, of course, I kiss it. And he's like, oh, all better. And it goes. He's off and running again. But when they're 12, 15, 18, 22, our kisses aren't going to work anymore. We just can't kiss them and make it feel better. We can help their heart a little bit with a great big hug and a kiss, but it's not going to take away the pain that has been caused by their decisions or the celebration. There can be a pain and celebration even. You can get yourself entangled in crazy things that you're like, how did I get myself here? It's great, but I don't know that I really want to be here. And as much as it hurts, we have got to let them go. Even when we know failure is going to occur, we have to let them go. Now, I'm not referring, though, to something life-threatening. Please understand that. But it does impact their life. Think back to times when you had to do what you had to do in order to learn from the good or bad of your decisions. The actions children take solidify their decisions regarding what causes good, bad, or ugly results. The more chances they have to express their decisions creates a compound effect. This is where our kids grow up. Don't you want your kids to grow up? Our youngest recently told me, he said, you know, Mom, you just got to let us go. And I thought, seriously? Seriously? And I said, we do let you go. But we want to let you go prepared. And so we do create some safety nets. And we say, look, this is what we're willing to do for you right now. If you work within these parameters, these rules, these boundaries, you can make your decision. And then if something happens, we're still here. You can make some alterations in what you're doing. But then when you say I'm done and you're out and you're ready to go out on your own, then you are ready to be out on your own. You're ready to go out and live the life that God has created you to live. But understand, they get to fall in these parameters and boundaries that we've set. And they change. They're different for every one of them because they're all at different ages. There is no right or wrong to parenting. However, I do believe there is a better way based on the stage and age of the child. And yes, I'm talking about even your 20 and 30 year olds that are still living at home. There's a better way to parent. Because it doesn't matter their age, you will always be their mom. You will always be their dad. Now your relationship on how you interact with each other, that will change. But not as a parent, it won't change. So don't allow society to dictate what your child can or cannot do, or what they should do. Just because things are out there and available, does that mean they should be doing it? No. Does that mean they shouldn't learn about it? They shouldn't be exposed to it in a manner that works for them? No, I believe our children need to be exposed to things. Why? Because I know for my children, I don't want them side-blinded. And all of a sudden, they're caught in a situation that they had no idea. And they're caught and they're in a worse situation because they didn't know versus knowing. Parents, we have got to get more creative. Every day is a new day for a kid. And the problem is we're working against what? The internet. It's a great tool. But quite frankly, it's horrifying to any parent if you stop and think about it. We've had some ups and downs in our family with the internet. We've had some ups and downs with social media. It's not easy raising kids. But let me tell you, when you begin to say, okay, I got to look at this. I don't want to parent habitually. I want to be awake. I want to know that I'm doing this on purpose for a purpose. Why I'm telling them this? Why am I disciplining them this way? Like, I need to know that as the parent in my mind. Because when I solidify that in my mind, I can pass it on to the children, which then what? In time, as they make their decisions, they're like, oh my gosh, when I do this, this equals that. And this is the result I get. Have you ever let your kids stay up late and you just knew it was going to be a bad thing for the next day and you said, okay, you want to make the decision to stay up late. That's fine. But understand this, you have to get up. We're leaving at 7 o'clock in the morning. And if you're late, this is what happens, et cetera. Yep. I've had those with all five of my kiddos, but they had to fall in order to learn. Now, some of those falls, they're not real deep, but man, if we sit there and coddle them and give them everything that they need all the time, will they ever be able truly to go out and be on their own and impact the world that they touch? No. We're sending out zombies. I told you, confession day. I know you don't want to raise a zombie. I don't want to raise a zombie. I have raised five children. Still working on some of them. No, I'm still raising all of them. But seriously, I mean, they still come to me. They're all grown now, all 18 and older. Yes, we still have some that live at home. But guess what? The ones who have moved out, they still come and visit. They still call us up a couple times a week, sometimes more than that. They still want our advice. Does that mean they take our advice? Nope. But that means we did something right early on. To say that, you know what, in these experiences, you can learn. You can do this. Well, if you do that, though, it might create this over here. They understand that there are many voices to listen to. So they can gather that information and then they can step away and make a sound decision for themselves and be willing to be okay with whatever those consequences are. But we have to be willing to set them up in order to go out into the world and impact it the way God wants them to. And that means we got to let them go. And sometimes it's hard. Man, if I could protect all my children and grandchildren and eventually great-grandchildren, I pray, it would be fantastic. But I know the reality of that. And just thinking along those lines, I know that's exhausting. I can't put myself in that position, but what I can do is I can parent and grandparent, not habitually, but literally moment by moment, knowing that, okay, what can I use in this moment that will teach them long term? Now, some of this stuff is really easy, right? They want to go out and stay the night with a friend. Nope, can't do it because we've got stuff tomorrow morning. It's not going to work. Those are easy answers. But when they get older and they have to choose between going and playing on one team versus another team because they can play on two teams, but depending upon how that goes, maybe one team could go to state if they were to play on that team, but then they're leaving their friends behind. Where's their heart? Those are harder decisions, right? And then, oh my goodness, what do I want to be when I grow up? There are so many options. Do I go to college? Do I not go to college? Do I go to community college? Do I go to a trade school? Do I go online and do something? Do I create my own business? What do I do? It's pretty amazing what the world has to offer. That's what's exciting to me as a parent. But that doesn't mean that I just let my children go as in with no parenting. I'm still there, right? Setting up those boundaries, those parameters, but I'm also willing to let them go and experience the failures, to experience the successes. So my prayer for you, be patient in how your children experience life. Give them opportunities to grow, fail, and achieve. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.